imagine we're going to hear this song a lot today. As Robin Hook is live at the Brown Football Complex at Western Michigan University. And Robin, this is a banner day, obviously, for Western Michigan. But we've been talking about the historical perspective of it. Not just Western, but the entire Mid-American Conference is going to be, you know, the stature is going to be, lifted. And it's nice that we're doing it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's an incredible day here, Jim. When you think about it, if you just take the Rivals rating service, which is a rating service that recruits or that follows recruiting all over the country for all the different conferences and for all the different schools, and according to Rivals, Western Michigan has 14 commitments from what they determine to be three-star quality players. So 14 three-star players at Western Michigan. For the entire rest of the Mid-American Conference, the other 12 teams in the MAC, there are only a total of 16 three-star. So out of the 30 three-star athletes going to Mid-American Conference programs, 14 of them are coming to Western Michigan. It's just unbelievable. And the fax machine has just been blowing up this morning. Let's run down some of these names. Jordan Billingsley is a wide receiver from Southfield, Michigan, one of those top 60 rated by the Detroit News. He was ranked 47th on that list. He's a two-star receiver, a 5'8 wide receiver who can get in that slot and get down the field and find some creases for the Western Michigan offense. One of the running backs that Bronco fans are really going to love to watch is Jamari Bogan. He was the 2011 New Jersey Gatorade Player of the Year. Rushed for over 4,500 yards and 52 touchdowns. He scored 27 touchdowns during his senior season. He's a smaller back, 5'8", a 170-pound guy who can really get up the field. An area guy in that six-hour radius that Coach talks about is Nathan Braister. He's a defensive lineman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, a long defensive lineman. And John Creek's with us. John, you can't have enough of those guys.
Yeah, you got to shuttle those guys in and out during the game, and Western's looking to shore up their D-tackle and defensive end area.
Another offensive lineman who's part of the Detroit News top 60. He's ranked 48th by the Free Press and 49th in the Detroit News blue chip list. That's Curtis Doyle. He's a big young man from Alma, 6'5", 304 pounds. He'll be slated at a tackle spot for the Broncos. And a defensive lineman. These guys are hard to find. The big, strong defensive lineman who played down in the trenches. Ken Finley is from Muskegon. They had an outstanding team this year. And, John Creek, you had a chance to see Kenny Finley play against Portage Central.
Yeah, I saw him in the semifinal game at East Kentwood High School. And Kenny wears number 10, and that was a jersey that was spread out pretty big across his frame, and he was a fun guy to watch getting up the field and wreaking havoc in the Portage Central backfield.
Another offensive lineman from West Michigan out of East Kentwood High School is Elliot Jordan. He's got the frame that you love. He'll play tackle, 6'7", 265 right now. But at 17, 18 years old, you know he's going to fill out and be a big man by the time he's out of here.
Yeah, it's nice to see these big 17, 18-year-old kids coming in, and you're going to add 10, 15 pounds of muscle their freshman year with a weight program that Western Michigan has, and I look forward to him being a star for the Broncos.
Nick Maddich is from Clarkston. He was rated highly by the Detroit News, 16th on the top 60 list by the Detroit News. He's another defensive lineman. Here's a guy that a lot of people are shocked that is coming to Western Michigan. He had offers from Oklahoma, Florida, Iowa, big-time offers for Chukwuemeka Okorafor. He's from Southfield, rated a three-star recruit, ranked 11th best recruit in the state of Michigan, ranked 67th best at his position, earned All-American in 2013. Chukwuemeka Okorafor is a Bronco, 6'5", 280 pounds. We told you about Wyatt Pfeiffer here. He's a long snapper, first guy to get his national letter of intent in. Here's some speed now, Jim. Javonte Seabury comes from Orlando, Florida. This guy is a blur. He runs a 4.3. He was the fastest player at the Miami Hurricanes camp this summer, rated a three-star. He's going to play wide receiver and catch a lot of passes. We told you about Alon Sims earlier. He runs a 10.500 meters. He'll play in the secondary. Of course, Chance Stewart, we mentioned earlier, got his letter of intent in early. Another guy just in, Antoine Stone, is a defensive back from Bedford, Ohio, real solid D player, and a guy who's going to come in and play right away in the middle of the Bronco defense is a junior college linebacker, Jason Silva, second team JC All-American, 6'3", 245 pounds. John, that's the kind of size you need in your Mike linebacker.
Yeah, with the graduation of all three linebackers for the Broncos, Jason will come in and be a starter right off the bat in the fall.
And, Jim, one other to tell you about from Zeeland, Michigan, another West Michigan guy, one of the top 60 in the state of Michigan, Jordan Van Dort. He actually played tight end in high school at Zeeland West. He's going to come here and be an offensive guard, 6'5", 280 pounds. Those are some of the latest of the signees here today at the Bill Brown Football Center. It's quite a party. They've already popped the champagne. It's a big day.
Well, you know, Robin, it's fun that, you know, with all of the good schools that you have in the state of Michigan, Western appears to be winning the battle, and, you know, with the Central and Eastern, obviously, in the MAC. But it seems like we're also getting some recruits that maybe Michigan or Michigan State might have been looking at, too. And, you know, it's kind of fun when you're in this position because Western's never been here before. You want to keep your feet on the ground. But I got to tell you, P.J. Fleck and his crew have outdone themselves. This is an amazing class, and it's still not over with yet.
Still not over. It's still coming in. The Central Time Zone faxes don't come in until after 8 o'clock. So there's several of those from the state of Illinois. So they're flying in, and this is indeed a tremendous day. The renaissance has begun. You win MAC championships on the first Wednesday in February, Jim, and there's one being won right here.
Well, today. You know,
it's exciting.
If you have not gotten a hold of an oar yet, you need to get one because I'm telling you, there's going to be a standing room only to grab the oar for that boat. I'll tell you, because it's going to be moving and moving fast.
Well, listen, we'll check in with you next half
yes.
hour and tell you about some more of the ones coming in from the Central Time Zone. There's some really good ones coming in from Illinois that we'll be excited to tell you about.
All right, Robin Hook live from the Brown Football Complex, Western Michigan University. We'll check in with Robin again in about a half an hour.